The investigation of a series of dinner meetings involving Governor Sam Brownback and members of key legislative committees began with someone who knew that reporter Andy Marceau covers the Kansas State House and gave him a copy of an invitation that said,
"As a member of such and such committee, you're cordially invited to dinner at Cedar Crest."
It was the first time Marceau, who works for the Topeka Capital Journal, had heard about those dinners at the governor's mansion.
They certainly never appeared in the daily printed calendars or on the legislature's website. And, you know, if you ask, and if you look at the transcripts where the DA has talked to people from the governor's office, they said, you know, this is not our intention to invite the public. These were not public meetings. These were closed meetings.
That DA is Democrat Chad Taylor of Shawnee County. With the state's attorney general defending the governor and legislators against the Capital Journal's complaint, the investigation fell to the district attorney whose jurisdiction included the Capitol. Todd Hyatt of Taylor's office said the investigation came up short.
"We just didn't have enough evidence to go forward. That said, we know that there were violations to the Open Meetings Act, but when you look at how case law deals with those violations, the best we can say, the only real conclusions we could come to, that the violations we could identify were technical in nature."
Hyatt says some parts of the Kansas Open Meetings Act and the public notification process could be improved, but that wasn't the main problem.
"You know, the shortcoming in this case wasn't the law itself. It was the recollection of the legislators involved. Had they remembered more specifically who spoke and what was said, you know, the outcome might have been different."
The issue of recollection was met with skepticism by some. Doug Anstead of the Kansas Press Association has a term for it.
"You know, this, what I call political amnesia, is a real interesting excuse because I know the governor's more interesting than that. I know they listened. I know they heard what he said. And so, to me, that tells me that if they weren't coached, they were certainly all on the same page as far as not remembering what was discussed."
From the start, Governor Brownback and the legislators said they considered the meetings as merely social events, which means no matter how tightly written the law was, they said it didn't apply. Brownback's office also says the Sunshine Law only applies to governmental bodies, not to the governor. Reporter Andy Marceau doesn't believe there was any malicious intent, but he says the legislators did not understand that under the law, notification is required for any meeting at which a quorum is present and discusses the business of the body.
"It is sort of a gray area. I mean, what does discussion of the business of the body mean? It's going to leave some room for interpretation. But certainly nowhere in the law does it say you can go anywhere up to taking some sort of secret vote on an issue. And it seems that a lot of legislators were under the impression that that was the standard that they had to avoid."
The standards for notification are similar in Missouri, as is the requirement that only those who requested notification in advance must be notified. But the Kansas law is different in some ways. For one thing, the Press Association's Doug Anstead notes that the Kansas law does not require either an agenda in advance or the taking of minutes.
"There's no requirement in Kansas law that they take minutes. Most of them do, but it's not a requirement. So if somebody has a legitimate public meeting and nobody's there to hear it and they don't make minutes, then that's potentially a hole in our law."
In Missouri, minutes are required on paper, and the form is determined by the Secretary of State. At the Shawnee County District Attorney's Office, Todd Hyatt points out another weakness in the Kansas law.
"The legislature always has the option under the Kansas Open Meetings Act to exempt itself. So one of the things the legislature could do next session is just walk in and say, you know what, we can meet after hours whenever we want without having to notify anybody. I hope that doesn't happen, but that's built into the law."
Gene Manicky, the attorney for the Missouri Press Association, says in Missouri, meetings cannot be closed unless they are of a very specific nature, such as discussions of legal or personnel matters. As for the dinners at Cedar Crest, the district attorney's report calls for better education of legislators regarding the Sunshine Law, and a review of notification procedures. It remains to be seen whether anyone will suggest changes to the law's provisions on record keeping or exemptions. Steve Bell, KCUR News.